On September 4th, 2006, while 72 hours into a freak-off, Diddy instructed me to lock hands with Family Matters star Reginald Val Johnson and yell, "Wee!" as he slid through our legs on a lubed-up floor, gently grazing our balls with the back of his hand before double-bouncing 90s rapper Ja Rule onto my genitals by way of mini-trampoline, completely knocking naked comedian Bruce off his lubed-up big-wheel bike. It was at this point Diddy yelled, "Hey, Ja, quit hogging the dick," grabbed me by my Velcro vest, stuck myself and rapper Paul Wall to the wheel of pleasure on the hotel wall, which Cassie stepped over Dustin Patrick Reynolds' naked body to begin spinning while blasting circus music. As the wheel spun, I became unstuck and was knocked unconscious from the fall, only to wake up to Mr. Wall being instructed to retrieve his grill from my anal cavity while Diddy chanted "We Gone Fishing" into his megaphone. But as I attempted to stand up, still dizzy, I slipped on the lube, bumping one of the monitors displaying a video called "The Cassie's Now Husband," and was instructed that my tenure at the freak-off had been terminated due to that infraction.
It was at this point I walked into the hotel wearing nothing but a 1991 ECW championship belt as instructed, introduced myself to the fellas and Cassie's now husband via video call, and began fulfilling my request to place the belt at the top of the ladder before Diddy leapfrogged over both Reginald and myself, screaming "Is gon' rain," and began urinating on himself, Reginald, rapper Chingy, Cassie, and myself, completely fogging up the scuba mask he had placed on me.
Did Cassie have like a favorite thing she like doing with you?
This guy. It was just a similar routine every single time, man. Yeah. I can't say. And what, this is what I will say. It was clear this was a scene being created for him. And when it was over, I had to finish the same way every time. I was instructed to lay all around the outside of him, like on a, yeah, every single time. Once I did it, he would jump up and leave the room, and then she would follow him out.
Right.
And I noticed she would follow him in a way where, like, she's kind of stopping it from running off
running
her.
Off her.
When she got in the back, she would take it off of her and then rub it on his nipples.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you want that and fresh. That is crazy.
Hot, fresh. That's why
so as soon as you were finished, you would see him hop up. And she would hop up.
Why is nipples
done? I have no idea, bro. I have no idea. She testified to that. She said it on the stand.
So you think the point of arresting Diddy was to shut down inquiry into what Diddy was
doing? Get the data, right? I think they did it to get all the data away from Diddy because he was being sued in civil court. And so they arrest Diddy. What'd they just convict him of? Nothing.
Well, that's clearly the point of the first Jeffrey Epstein arrest.
Weiner's laptop had kill switches in it. It was filled with crap that wasn't supposed to be there. We never get to see it. Supposedly 9 cops watched the videos on Weiner's laptop. They had to keep leaving the room because they couldn't stand what they were seeing, and all 9 are now dead. And there's names and faces and deadness, right? They're real people. Now you can say, well, maybe they died for other reasons. I go, but it's still 9 cops. You know, it's like the 5 cops who died after January 6th, right? 4 of them were suicides. Out of, according to AI, there were about 80 cops really in the thick of things. 4 of them died from suicide.
Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile that it came into enormous wealth by very mysterious circumstances and had connections across the globe to very, very powerful people. And he was murdered right before it was all about to blow up. And so, and now there's supposedly are no files that the American people can see to explain all of that.
I don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, do I think that there's an actual list? No, I don't think that there's an actual list. I don't think that he was that stupid. But do I think that what they do have implicates him? Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, Epstein introduced Melania to Trump. The connections are like so wide and deep. Anyway, why do we think they don't want the files released? I don't know. I think John, you know, that thing that John Holman says is like a long time ago, I think is the most accurate kind of assessment of them, which is everything is projection or confession. Everything. So when he puts out that tweet and he says, Epstein now is the Russia hoax or the Hunter Biden laptop?
The laptop from hell, which the Democrats swore came from Russia. No, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom.
Like, I wonder if it works. You know what I mean? When he says to his followers, like, you're no supporter of mine if you keep talking about Epstein.
Yeah. What do you think was in the files?
Don't understand why the Jeffrey Epstein case would be of interest to anybody. It's pretty boring stuff.
Yo, he did not just say it's boring. I didn't even see this.
This asshole on the right that's about to laugh, standing next to Trump. Do you know who the fuck that is? That's Harold Lutnick. He was the majority owner of Cantor Fitzgerald. Cantor Fitzgerald was one of the most decimated companies when the buildings collapsed in New York City in September.
It was at one of the top floors, right?
Yes. And he miraculously wasn't there that day. He was always there, but that day, he wasn't there. He was best friends with Epstein, laughing in our fucking faces, bro.
Something like that guy.
He literally starts crying laughing.
He was boys with Epstein, bro. He did business with Epstein. He didn't go into the World Trade Center the day it was attacked. He always went in, bro.
This is like when you get caught in school red-handed. You gotta go to the principal's office.
How stupid to have him in the video.
I know for a fact documents are being suppressed. And they're being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names of the individuals. I know why they're being suppressed. I know who's suppressing them, but I'm bound by confidentiality from a judge and cases, and I can't disclose what I know. But I hand to God, I know the names of people whose files are being suppressed in order to protect them, and that's wrong.
Just out of curiosity, without names, are these politicians, business leaders, both?
They're everything.
So I did absolutely, categorically, nothing wrong. And, you know, that's what lawyers do. And that's what people do. I was introduced to him by the lady in Lord Rothschild.
Wow.
And I was told, yeah. And he knew all the most prominent.
The super viral video where you said we should have mandatory vaccines. I disagree with you on that. But this is the one thing that I have to ask you.
All right, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, which vaccine do you have?
I don't believe in mandatory vaccination now. What I said was,
let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread a disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated, meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination,
where is that in the Constitution?
If the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States.
The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words: we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
Recent study conducted by researchers from Correlation Research and the University of Quebec found that the excess all-cause mortality in 125 countries is incompatible with a pandemic viral respiratory disease. The research shows that the mRNA vaccines caused millions of excess deaths and COVID caused zero. But the deadly shots are still made available and the culprits face zero justice.
You were the driving force behind Operation Warp Speed, these mRNA vaccines that are the gold standard.
Right.
Now your health secretary is pulling back all the funding for research. He's saying that the risks outweigh the benefits, which puts him at odds with
research
the entire medical community and with you. What is going on?
Research on what?
Into mRNA vaccines.
Well, we're going to look at that. We're talking about it, and they're doing a very good job. And, you know, that is a pass. With Operation Warp Speed, was, whether you're Republican or Democrat, considered one of the most incredible things ever done in this country. The efficiency, the way it was done, the distribution, everything about it has been amazing. But, you know, that was now a long time ago, and we're on to other things. But we are speaking about it. We have meetings about it in tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and we'll determine. We're looking for other answers to other problems, to other sicknesses and diseases.
As RFK Jr. works hard to restore public trust in vaccines, insisting that the most effective way to prevent the spread of measles is the MMR vaccine, President Trump announces the beginning of a police state. With $45 billion of the big, beautiful spending bill, Trump is seeing to the largest federal expansion of prisons and detention powers in U.S. history. In the past few weeks, the Trump administration has been laying out plans to have military operations in U.S. cities for years to come, a quick reaction force for domestic civil disturbance, like protesting an AI-prescribed mRNA vaccine. He then announced taking control of Washington, D.C. and several U.S. cities.
D.C., 41 per 100,000, number one that we can find anywhere in the world. Other cities are pretty bad, but they're not as bad as that. Is that where you want to live, the reporters of the world? This issue directly impacts the functioning of the federal government and is a threat to America. Really, it's a threat to our country. We have other cities also that are bad, very bad. You look at Chicago, how bad it is. You look at Los Angeles, how bad it is. We have other cities that are very bad. New York has a problem. And then you have, of course, Baltimore and Oakland. We don't even mention that anymore. They're so far gone. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to lose our cities over this. And this will go further. We're starting very strongly with D.C., and we're going to clean it up real quick, very quickly, as they say. And we're getting rid of the slums, too. We have slums here. We're getting rid of them. I know it's not politically correct. You'll say, oh, so terrible. No, we're getting rid of the slums where they live.
The left opens borders, incentivizes homelessness, and lets violent criminals walk. Why? It's to get you to accept more tyranny so that you feel safe. And for many, it's working. The same digital ID surveillance state that many were opposed to just a few years ago is quickly taking shape. Under the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's previous regulations, it was illegal to build a satellite that could identify individual people. But Trump changed that in 2018. Albedo Space is now creating satellites with cameras that can capture images with high detail down to 10 centimeters or 4 inches. They are called VLEO satellites, very low Earth orbit, and are only 100 miles above our heads. An eye in the sky that can see you in your home. Albedo Space is funded in part by Bill Gates' investment firm Breakthrough Energy Ventures. ICE is now the home to the highest paid feds, and their new biometric surveillance tech, the Inmate Recognition and Identification System, IRIS, and its mobile counterpart, Morris, allow low IQ ICE goons the ability to positively identify individuals in seconds from virtually anywhere. The police state is coming fast, and without any pushback, everyone will need to be registered into the biometric checkpoint carbon tax system.
Let's do this. Let's do this together. Let's see. It's going to go pretty quickly.
Which I had never heard of the USAID until this year, truthfully. But it's been around since the 60s. JFK is actually the one that started USAID with the cover of humanitarian, doing all this stuff for the world. But what it turned into is basically the proxy arm of the intelligence community. Meaning like the CIA, FBI, if they want to do something overseas, like let's say overthrow a dictator, they have to get the president's approval. And if they don't get it, or if they don't even want to present it to the president, they literally just walk across the street to USAID and say, this is what we want to do, go do it. And they're like, got it.
And they stamp it with some like crazy vague name.
That was the joke with the millions of dollars sent to Iraq for Sesame Street.
Yeah.
That's USAID. He said USAID has influence on every piece of soil on planet Earth.
Oh, spooky.
He said they're in absolutely everything.
So Trump
just shared a post that says Biden is a clone. It says, there is no Joe Biden. Executed in 2020, Biden clones and doubles in robotic engineered soulless mindless entities are what you see. Democrats don't know the difference. Huh. Where have I heard that before?
But you think the president may not even be Joe Biden?
Yeah, I don't think that it probably is Joe Biden. If you look at Joe Biden from 10, 20 years ago and the Joe Biden now, I am not going to gaslight myself into believing that is the same person. I said high-level figures were clones a long time ago. People laughed, people rolled their eyes, people said I was insane, but now the President of the United States is saying it. Still sound crazy?
Many people don't realize that the Department of Defense was originally called the Department of War, and that it was rebranded with the National Security Act of 1947, the same National Security Act that established the CIA. And that changing of names from the Department of War to the Department of Defense marked a shift into the age of information warfare. And only 14 years later, Dwight D. Eisenhower would warn the American people of a military-industrial complex. But in that same speech, many people miss how he warned about the control of information being weaponized against the American people. And while American intelligence should be applauded for winning the Cold War, as the Bolsheviks and Soviet Union were a threat to all of humanity, we also need to question what these agencies have done to America. The Congressional Church Committee, JFK, the coup against Nixon, and all the bullshit since 2015.
So I feel like now is probably a good time for us to revisit this. Please watch this entire video. He used to do this exact speech at every single rally.
Who has heard the poem called The Snake? So I have it. Does anybody want to hear it again? You sure? Are you sure? Okay. So let's dedicate this to General Kelly, the Border Patrol, and the ICE agents for doing such an incredible job. Right? This was written by Al Wilson a long time ago. And I thought of it having to do with our borders and people coming in. And we know what we're going to have. We're going to have problems. We have to very, very carefully vet. We have to be smart. We have to be vigilant. So here it is, the snake. It's called The Snake. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. The border. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a comforter of silk and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed that vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in by now, oh heavens, you would have died. She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh tender woman, sighed the vicious snake. I have saved you, cried the woman. And you've bitten me, heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
I was like central casting.
Central, hey, you know what? Any central casting. Look at that guy, central casting.
And these are central casting. If I'm doing a movie, I pick you, General.
Central casting.
Very impressive. Oh, you're central casting. Look at this guy.
This man's central casting. I watch him all the time. Central casting.
He's a real talent, a real guy, and he is central casting. Do we agree? Central casting.
They're central casting. The red suspenders, handsome, beautiful, smart. You couldn't get better central casting.
He is great in every way. Any central casting. I mean, this is a man that was born for the position.
No, he was central casting, like the perfect Supreme Court judge. These guys are central casting. There's nobody in Hollywood that looks like these people. And they're central casting. I've never seen a group of people like this. Everyone's in perfect shape.
My friend, central casting. I always call him central casting. Boy, is that central casting. Let's say it.
So he looked like central casting. He looked like Tom Cruise, but maybe better.
The intellect is extraordinary, and the man is extraordinary. He's central casting.
I assume you like these people. I assume it's central casting. Right, boss?
Is this central casting? This is what we want. This is a great, brilliant man. Looks like, I don't know, very tough. Central casting. When you talk about central casting.
This guy's out of central casting. I'm telling you, there's nobody in Hollywood that can look like this guy.
Yeah, these guys are central casting, like from a movie.
Central casting. You can't cast
what
you have. You don't have anybody in Hollywood that looks like these guys.
And a great looking central casting. And we have great generals, a great central casting general.
Let's look at that.
Ne kadar güzel insanlar.
Central casting.
Onlarla ilişki kurmak ne kadar.
He's like central casting for ownership of a hotel.
Everyone is central casting. Central casting. Glasses, head, boom.
I watch Judge Kavanaugh, who's central casting. This guy's like central casting. You couldn't pick a better guy in Hollywood. There's no actor that could do it better. You are so central casting. Great marks, great schools, the best everything, the best of everything. Your family, your wife, your children, you don't have a problem in the world. You are the greatest.
You talk central casting. These guys, you couldn't, I mean, it's incredible. They had a master sergeant there. I could take him right now. Bring him to Hollywood. Make a military movie, and he's the star of the movie. That happened once before, you know. That did happen once before.
Eight times you got to hear Trump say
the central casting.
What do you think that means? What do you think? What is Donald Trump's motive to constantly say, not once, a billion times, central casting, central casting. Look at this guy, central casting, central casting. And I'm going to go on a limb here. I don't believe in the whole assassination thing. I see the professional wrestling game. It's professional wrestling. They script it. You play the bad guy. We're going to fight in public. We do our photo op. Then we give it to the public. And then we control their emotions. You get this side and you guys get this side. And that's what they do. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. I couldn't stand what was happening before him, but I do watch from a distance all of it.
All right, we'll make a human sacrifice.
What?
I'm your guide. I'll get you through the night. We're living well now with President AI.
It took me a minute. Where does Pinky go? Where does Pinky go?
So when Trump delivers his remarks for Charlie, if you fast forward to 18 seconds, you're going to see something real fishy happen right here.
Charlie was a patriot?
Right there. This is called hallucinations. So right there, that's where it happens. We're now at three fingers. We still have a finger now here from the... Look at the finger still there. This is not motion blur. I've been doing video for over 10 years. This is AI hallucination. Look at the fingers. They're nubs. This is a clear rounded edge with no fingernails. From four fingers to three. And for those of you that are still watching going, oh, that's just motion blur. Oh, this guy's crazy. Watch the reflection under here, people. Watch. Reflections don't bend. And they don't bend temporarily either. Watch. Look, look, look. Look at underneath of his hands while I play it in slow motion. Look, look. Look at it warping as his hand lifts. It warps. Look at this. You're telling me that's a real reflection? Get out of here. That is called hallucination. AI hallucination. It's not perfect yet.
Ever since I found out Harriet Tubman
is not a real person. It fucked me up, not gonna lie. Because her real name is Araminta Ross. And she was a spy for the United States government. Her real name, Araminta, is not connected to the Harriet Tubman. And Sojourner Truth's real name is Isabella Bumfrey. Same thing, was also a spy. Yeah, if they were published in American history, they were spies, bro. And they want us to look up and idolize these people. Due to that manipulation alone, I believe that we should separate ourselves. Because if the government is hiring these actors, pretending to do good in the community, and they're actually doing harm, that's very harmful. To weaponize education is evil at its highest. Mother Teresa, too. It's like, she was renowned for being the sweet woman, and really she's not sweet at all. She was starving them kids. She was also abusive. But they're not going to talk about that. Because these people already have foundations and museums and schools named after them and streets. It's all a fucking act. And I'm glad to see people are starting to... When you start lying about history to fit your narrative, that to me automatically should be a war. Not a war with violence, but a war in saying that it's time to separate ourselves. Because we deserve a society with the truth. And if we have to build it and put in work, I'm willing to do it. It's going to get worse with time. Because it's going to go from manipulating history to manipulating you in the present moment, which they're doing right now already. And it's just going to continue to spiral because there's no one checking these people. Or there's people who are afraid to bring up an alternative society.
I left the left in 2021, and I don't mean that I was just a liberal. It started out that way, but I became a very extreme leftist for a while. For those of you wondering how people can become so mentally depraved and evil that they would mock the death of a father and a husband, I might be able to shed some light on that. And it was 100% the media. I was raised in a conservative Christian home. My parents are still married. I was homeschooled. I had a good childhood. And it still got to me because of the media. Because of the people I was around and my friends sharing media. Because of the media I was seeing on TikTok, on Instagram, Twitter. I mean, just everywhere. It was pelted into my brain that these people were Nazis and fascists. When I tell you that I had a genuine fear for my life, and the only way that I thought I could stop it was violence. Now, I personally was never violent, but I would like and repost TikToks of people calling for violence because they have convinced an entire generation that that is the only way to stop the Nazi fascists. These people, who by the way think that subjective morality exists, they are the same people who feel so morally correct and superior about their own opinions that they think that you deserve to die or at the very least be beaten up and shoved out of society for your beliefs. I used to believe that about you. The only thing that saved my life and saved me from that cult was Christ ripping me out of it. There is no reasoning with them. There was no reasoning with me. I fought with my own parents for years. I would do everything possible to antagonize and hurt them with my words because I truly thought that they wanted my trans friends dead, my gay friends dead, my black friends dead, which is so funny because they adopted 5 black children, so I don't know where my brain was there.
So there's millions and millions of students like this. There's millions of Americans that have gone through the same thing. There's millions of Americans that through fear, the manipulation of fear and constant repetition of words like fascist have hijacked an entire generation of youth. The youth that we are depending on to guide us into the future.
I might be getting canceled for this, but I'm kind of pissed off. Anyway, I'm a senior in college and I'm in international public relations, and I was told to read chapter 8 this week of International Public Relations, Negotiating Culture, Identity, and Power. Identity may be one of the most contentious words of the new millennium. An internet search produces the following modifiers for identity: corporate, sexual, digital, public, racial, national, brand, and even Christian, a US-based white supremacist group. I'm pissed. So I would just like to say that as a Christian, if you're reading this, and I am not a white supremacist, so can we cancel these authors? Are we going to cancel me?
Did Donald Trump just say the quiet part out loud? Listen.
I don't care how, but you have to get out and vote. And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years, you know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
What's the president's religion?
What's the president's religion? The president is a Christian, and he believes in Jesus.
President Trump was taking money from the pharmaceutical industry, too. I think they gave you $100 million.
This is the most important post you will see today.
Inscriptions on the 3 unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point. "Catch!" exclamation point.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
No one has ever been more dangerous to this country than Donald Trump, and he is a fascist to his core.
Let me shut down the city! We are at war!
We're in a war right now.
We are at war.
So you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
And that's why the gloves are off.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
And yes, there are many threats to democracy. We see it with these extreme candidates.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
They can only push people so far. And then they start to take matters into their own hands.
What the American public want is for us to bring actual weapons to this bar fight. This is an actual fight.
You know, this is literally call to arms.
The MAGA movement is a threat.
Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go high.
With all due respect, if they go low, we don't go high.
If they go low, we kick them.
We take them to the mud and choke them out.
And make sure that they stay down. And you know what? Kick them when they're down, because they deserve it.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
We are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your...
We have to fight this in the streets.
We're going to fight it in the streets.
It's time to step out of your comfort zone.
They parade Biden. They parade Trump. And you're told this is the fight of the century. But look closer. Every debate, every scandal, every headline is a circus. Because behind the curtain, the real decisions never change. Endless wars, endless debt, endless surveillance. Red or blue, you lose. The only thing you're voting for is which mask the system wears.
Charlie's angry. Look at that. He's angry at me now.
Should I just kill him?
I hate my opponent.
And the men consumed with resentment, anger, and hate.
I hate my opponent.
I know that because I've got a little hate compartment in my heart.
I can't stand my opponent.
This is not going to be a popular video. Probably not going to get a lot of views because people are riding on this emotional, crazy roller coaster ride that the government has us going through right now. Whether you're talking about the deception of, was it a 30-06? Who was the shooter? They're not releasing the Epstein files. They're sitting on that. They're engaging in the most massive cover-up of any PDF file ring you've ever seen, and a whole bunch of other corruption. We know from top to bottom. Just listen to George Washington. The government is not eloquence. It is not reason. It is force. It's threats. It's violence. It's coercion. It's slavery. It's all things evil. There's no good in government. In every generation, in every election, government always wins. Doesn't matter if it's your party. It's the guy who wanted to grab the ring of power. And if he wanted to grab the ring of power, he wanted to have power over you. So government is, in its essence, when you strip it all down and you take away all the euphemisms, is a group of people desiring to exercise rulership over others. And they feel like, because they're the political elite, that you are obligated to obey their rulership. And I wanted to go over the Charlie Kirk Memorial and some of the things that they're doing, because they're doing exactly what Constantine did in 323 AD when he defeated Lanesius and became the ruler of the Roman Empire. Now, Constantine supported Christianity, but he blended his policies with Christianity, which God is very clear in the Bible you should never do. Because when you mix truth with a lie, you end up with a lie and nothing that's truthful. You can't mix Christianity with paganism. You can't mix Christianity with the evils of government, just like you can't mix light and darkness. As a matter of fact, in the book of Isaiah, it says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And that's exactly what you have here. You have a merger of state power and Christianity, a marriage of religion and state. Anytime you have a marriage of religion and state, you have nothing but evil. I don't care if you're talking about Democrat evil, and they are very evil, or Republican evil. You still have evil at the end of the day. Let me give you some excerpts of how much they talked about God and Jesus and the gospel and righteousness and being faithful. Political parasites are actually preaching the gospel. And don't think for a second that a demon is not going to preach to you the gospel. Remember what Paul said in the book of Corinthians? There's another Jesus, a different gospel, and a different spirit, but it's all shrouded in deception. And that's what we're talking about right here. Check out some of these excerpts.
Charlie's angry. Looking down, he's angry at me now.
Billions of dollars to mental health.
This is Kilmeade, Brian Kilmeade, and he's rightly named, calling for the outright murder of undesirables.
And the homeless population, a lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that is necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources that we're going to give you, and or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them.
Yeah, Brian, why did it have to get to this point?
Right. I would say this. We're not voting for the right people. In North Carolina, wake up. Just kill them.
Or something. Just kill them. Back to Trump at the Charlie Kirk Memorial.
I hate my opponent. I can't stand my opponent.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men just like the one who took his life.
He was unafraid. He was not defensive. And there was no hate in his heart.
I hate my opponent.
I know that because I've got a little hate compartment in my heart. And I would often express that to Charlie about various people. And he would always say, that's a sad person. That's a broken person. That's a person who needs help. That's a person who needs Jesus.
This is a theater production. But the important thing to understand about that theater is that in this case, I'm seeing something I've never seen before. And that is when they do this kind of theater, and when I say they, I mean the intelligence agencies, when they engineer a theater like this, they always, you know, they like to mock the crowd. I have never seen the mockery this extreme. This is different. This is new. It's a joke.
When I got home last night, Gigi, our daughter just ran into my arms.
Our daughter just ran into my arms.
I love you.
I love you.
I know.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. God bless you.
In addition to the watchers, there are the disruptors. Spot them with this sign. The index finger and pinky raised with the middle and ring fingers folded down. Basically, the rock on gesture, also known as the goat.
Charlie Kirk's wife was caught trafficking kids in Romania, and all charges were mysteriously dropped.
Erica Kirk was reportedly banned from Romania for trafficking children with her group, the Evangelical Angels. She ran this group called Romanian Angels, and locals and newspapers accused this group of trafficking children. In 2011, Erica Kirk and her group were also forced to leave Romania, and they are not allowed to go back. Now, officially, there is no hard evidence, no court files, no formal charges, but the accusations are out there and they were reported on and they never really went away. And that's why this is so suspicious to me, because if there was so much smoke on this but no fire, then why did all the locals talk about it? Why did every single Romanian newspaper report on it, yet nothing ever came out of it? So yeah, the grieving widow, Erica Kirk, who already makes a lot of us uncomfortable, has a past of being accused of child trafficking with her group in Romania.
There was recently a funeral held for Charlie Kirk, and have you noticed the giant golden ring with a diamond G on it that his wife is wearing? Why would she be wearing that? On top of that, the hands that she's touching don't even look real. That looks like a giant rubber decoy. And who would record them sitting there crying over the death of their loved one? Who would record such a personal moment? It's propaganda. One-eyed symbolism. If you can see the symbolism, you can spot the deception. But if you want to sit here and remain in denial, then the same things are just going to keep happening. Yeah, so the same guy that was involved in the Trump incident was involved in the incident with Charlie Kirk. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. Charlie Kirk is probably in the Bahamas, enjoying his margarita and laughing in everyone's faces because you're silly enough to fall for their pranks. It was all a prank, bro.
Charlie was actually a master builder of people.
Why do you think your son is conservative?
I have no clue. I'll let him answer
well,
that question.
That's a bad answer.
I don't know where he went so bad. I mean, come on. It's like, I don't know where he went wrong.
On,
I don't
but,
know how
but,
he went
on,
off
but,
the rails.
Upon doing my own research and seeing things firsthand, I've switched sides. And I've seen like the liberal tears that he has, like the way that he's complaining. And it's like,
don't antagonize. You have
understand.
To honor your parents.
I don't
antagonize them. Okay. Let me ask you, why do you think your father is a liberal? Let me ask you.
Because he voted for Kamala Harris and
he didn't
even know why.
Do you think that maybe he wants to believe government will do good? Maybe that's
of course. Okay.
Is that a good answer?
Yes, sir.
Now, maybe your son is going more conservative because he thinks government hasn't done a lot of good. Is that maybe a fair charitable interpretation?
That makes relative sense.
Okay. So now we're getting somewhere. Never let politics get in the way of the beautiful relationship between father and son.
That's the guy. That's the guy you wanted? That's crazy to me, man.
I don't work on the Sabbath, but I work on Sunday. I take the Friday night to Saturday night Sabbath. But these
kids, these teenagers who spoke out after a shooting at their school are actors.
Like, he's not even supposed to be on our school. He's like 25 and he's from California, even though he's my debate partner. What the hell?
Right now we're in a school. An active shooter. It's not a drill.
Part of some kind of deep state left-wing conspiracy.
I'm the son of a former FBI agent. And that is true.
If the answer is yes, I do believe that, I have some bad news for you.
Right. Really?
Like, he's not even supposed to be in our school. He's like 25 and he's from California.
My sister, who's a freshman here, she had two of her like, best friends die.
With my sister having three of her best friends die.
My sister lost four of her friends.
You know you're a lying, low-life, motherfucking degenerate.
My sister had, she's a freshman, and she had two of her best friends die.
On the day of the shooting, I got my camera and got on my bike and rode as fast as I could 3 miles from my house to the school to get as much video and get as many interviews as I could.
I was in my AP Environmental Science class when the first gunshot rang out. Immediately we looked around our classroom and told the teacher to close the door. She closed the door. Then, right when she did so, the fire alarm was pulled.
You're crazy. You're a crazy person.
The ones who are telling people that they're crisis actors, like,
Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
Students telling me they thought this was a drill.
You are watching is exclusive footage from NBC News of an active shooter drill.
It doesn't even seem real still. Everything seems fake. I don't even know what's going on.
Because they told us that they were going to have, like, fake, you know, and have people being taken away and, like, have them scream or whatever. So I was like, they must be
like in
fake.
A school drill.
All the legislators of this country to take action and stop this rabbit.
This recording was taken at 9:32, February 14th, 2018.
It's 2:52.
I'm not a crisis actor. It's also been great advertising for me. In terms of acting.
I'm not a crisis actor.
Well, I am an actor, actually.
I'm not an actor in any sense, way, shape, or form.
It's also been great advertising for me.
Son of a former FBI agent, and that is true.
FBI.
He's not even supposed to be out of school. He's like 25 and he's from California, even though he's my debate partner. What the hell?
Fuck. Fuck.
This edited surveillance video seen by the public for the first time appears to show the Broward Sheriff's deputy assigned to protect the school standing outside as the mass shooting unfolded inside.
Everything seems fake.
Police records show that at 2:21, gunman Nicholas Cruz enters the building and begins shooting.
It doesn't even seem real still.
Thank you. Thank you. Who's ready to take the fight to the Republicans and win this thing? Are you guys ready to fight?
Yeah, someone is currently stealing my property.
My name is Ian Dinkla. I live in
Meadow Creek. Oh, he's got a weapon. He's got a knife. He's got a knife. Back up. Give the police space to work.
Are you kidding?
Whatever y'all want.
Have you ever noticed that everyone who identifies as MAGA looks like their mother and father are the same person? Or is it just me?
Nah, that's just you. I mean, literally, you're speaking about yourself right now.
This video recently went viral on social media this week.
You're an unethical piece of shit.
Oh, yeah?
He kills dogs because he has to have his bred dogs.
Me?
Yes! You bought those dogs, didn't you?
No.
You didn't adopt them. You didn't save their lives. You don't care about them. You don't care about anyone but
yourself.
Dude,
you are crazy, lady.
Get away from me, then. Get away from me.
You walked up to me.
Go away from me. This guy won't leave me alone. Help me. This guy won't leave me alone. And he is saying that I said something racist when I absolutely did not.
You did.
Please help me. I did not say anything
to
this guy.
Who are you talking to?
Help me, please. You need to adopt your child. Look at this guy. Look at his bred dogs. Look at what an unethical piece of shit this guy
That's
is.
His mom.
He has to have bred dogs because he has a small penis. He has no freaking...
Isn't this lady amazing?
No integrity.
You are mentally ill. You are mentally ill, lady.
And no fucking ethics at all whatsoever.
You are mentally ill.
A Trump supporter.
You are
Trump
mentally supporter. Ill.
Where's ICE?
You are mentally
Where's ICE,
ill.
Trump
supporter? Wow.
Where's ICE?
Easy.
Let me call ICE
yeah.
right now.
I'm done with you. Have fun in your psycho ward. Go take your medication today. This is amazing.
Yes! Please put that on the internet.
I am.
Please do.
I am.
Please do not purchase animals. Please support your local animal shelters.
This is amazing.
Don't shop.
This is amazing.
Yes, it is.
I always see these Karen videos, and I never thought I'd get a good one myself.
Thank you so much for letting me support animals.
Excuse me, do you have a Sharpie?
I do not.
Oh, okay. You want to sign my petition?
Sure.
Oh, I bet. Just write your name here.
What's it for?
I'll tell you after you sign. Okay, perfect.
That's ominous.
Thank you, thank you. Well, it's to legalize crystal meth, prostitution, bestiality, and fully automatic weapons. So, pleasure doing business with you. Yeah, hopefully we get it legalized. No, it's okay. I already got the signature. You can't cross it out now.
The last 4 years, we've been held hostage under the Democratic rule. That is horrible, horrible, horrible. We've had more taxes. We paid more for everything.
Wait, you think that taxes?
Part of the deal game.
You think that taxes have been like really high in the last 4 years, right?
It's not just that. We paid for everything. We, the middle-income America, was paying for the Democratic. All this.
I just want to clarify. You didn't like Biden and Harris's tax code.
I did not.
Would you ever vote for it again?
No.
Under any circumstances?
No.
It was Trump's tax code.
No, it was Obama's. It was Obama's.
In 2017, Donald Trump passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, in which was his tax code and set to expire this year, meaning right. Under the entire Biden-Harris administration, we were under Donald Trump's tax code. You just told us that you hated that tax code and you never vote for it again under any circumstances.
I would never vote for a Democratic regime ever.
So it had nothing to do with what they were doing and all to do with the fact that they're Democrats. Party over country every single day, you're a member of a cult.
When I see an American flag, I immediately look at that that person's probably a bigot. That person's probably a homophobe. That person's probably a racist if they're just flying American flags.
This is the type of thinking that's insane to me. Do you understand that America and what the American flag represents is diversity? That's our shit. America's an all-star team of the rest of the earth. Diversity is America. Does she go to Japan and go, oh, where's all the black people? There isn't. Does she go to Russia and go, oh, no Cambodians? America is all the countries here. We're the only place doing that. It isn't racist. In fact, flying an American flag says we support all the cultures that are here. We're the only country working on that. You are what we call stupid.
You do acknowledge that Africans enslaved black people before they sold them to white people. You know that, right?
They treat them like white people did.
How do you know?
Because I listen to history.
So they treated them well?
What?
They treated them well?
No one said they treated them well. But
the fact that they sold them was horrific. And let them get on ships and come over here knowing that two-thirds of them died, that's horrific. Natives own slaves too, you know that?
What? That was war. Okay.
Native Americans own slaves too, you know that?
There's a different thing.
Who was the last group of people that released their slaves in the United States of America? Who was the last group? It wasn't white people. It was a Choctaw Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, so Indians own slaves too. Everybody got blood on their hands.
It's
so you know
insane.
That? Do you know that white people enslaved white people here before they... White people enslaved white people here before they... Are you listening? White people enslaved white people here before they enslaved natives, before they enslaved blacks. Do you know that? Do you know that black people were...
happening everywhere.
Who was the first legal slave owner in American history? Who was the first legal slave owner in American history?
I don't want to answer any of your questions.
Of course you don't. It's a black man.
I asked about your costume.
It's a black man. Did you know that?
Abraham Lincoln was one of the slaves?
No. The first slave owner in American history was Anthony Johnson, a black man. Did you know that?
No.
Of course you don't hear.
Trump is the closest thing to God.
Trump is the closest thing to God, really?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So you believe that Trump is picked by God?
I believe so. I believe that Trump is blessed by God. I believe that Trump has come from blessed parents. His parents worked for what they had. His parents made him, right. Molded him to become the person that he is.
But so Trump is selling Bibles for $60.
Okay.
Is that he's profiting off of selling Bibles? Is that a godly thing to do?
Is it a godly thing for the Democrats to be okay with killing their babies? Is that okay?
I guess you answered my question with another question.
Okay.
Just answer this question. Is it a godly thing to do for Trump to be?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a business. He's a businessman. That's what this country needs. What do we need? What are churches doing? When you go to church, don't they ask you for a dollar? Don't they ask you to do this and that? Churches are businesses. This whole country's a business.
If he says it, then I'll go with it. And if he wants to be a dictator, then so be it.
I'd rather have Donald Trump as a dictator for 4 years. Absolutely. This country needs a dictator. I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
He could stand on the front steps of the White House and commit murder, and I'm with him.
Hail Trump! Hail our people! Hail victory!
This is when neo-Nazis were starting to rebrand as alt-right, but as you can see, they were still super mask off. If you don't know, Hail Victory is English for Sieg Heil. Anyway, listen closely to this part of the speech.
To be white is to be a striver, a crusader, an explorer, and a conqueror. We build, we produce, we go upward.
And that is a regular neo-Nazi talking point that you hear often these days, that white people build, create, invent things, that they're the source of civilization or whatever. Keep that in the back of your mind, but enough of Richard Spencer for now. Because this rotten hard-boiled egg is Stephen Miller. And he's Trump's main immigration advisor, the architect of Trump's immigration policy. And even though he comes from a Jewish family, his own family members say that guy totally would have been an SS officer back in the day. Anyway, this is a section of his speech at the Charlie Kirk Memorial.
Our lineage and our legacy hails back to Athens, to Rome, to Philadelphia, to Monticello. Our ancestors built the cities. They produced the art and architecture. They built the industry. Erica stands on the shoulders of thousands of years of warriors, of women who raised up families, raised up city, raised up industry, raised up civilization, who pulled us out of the caves and the darkness into the light. The light will defeat the dark. We will prevail over the forces of wickedness and evil. They cannot imagine what they have awakened. They cannot conceive of the army that they have arisen in all of us. Because we stand for what is good, what is virtuous, what is noble. And to those trying to incite violence against us, those trying to foment hatred against us, what do you have? You have nothing. You are nothing. We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity.
Anyone who knows anything about Nazi propaganda know that that was a Nazi speech. Not even a watered-down crypto-Nazi speech. That is a straight-up Nazi speech from the 1930s. And they feel comfortable doing this because they know that the killing of Charlie Kirk has given them a way to dismiss and invalidate comparisons to the Nazis. But holy sh**. Is that mask off, and holy shit, should that make you worry about what is to come?
Don't be stupid, be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
You know, within an hour, it's going to be Jones goes full Nazi, endorses Hitler. Now, when all these comedians do it, it's great, and they do it in movies, it's fine. But they think you're stupid. They will misrepresent and say that I am now a National Socialist. National Socialist Workers Party. That is absolutely not true.
So there are currently Nazis here at the New Hampshire State House, and I don't know if anyone's coming to fucking get these losers out of here.
I still love you. The police shaking their head.
These aren't police officers or soldiers.
We're business owners, your fathers, your sons, daughters.
These are civilians. Members of the Lincoln Heights Safety and Watch Program.
It's a duty.
Okay, let's go.
The duty, protecting their neighborhood, the majority black village of Lincoln Heights, Ohio.
Ain't nobody scared of you.
After neo-Nazis held a rally here last month, carrying rifles, waving swastikas, and hurling racial slurs, just moments before children were let out of school.
Nobody want to be the cool no more with the hoes, you know what I'm saying, with the money and shit. They don't respect that no more. They respect who got the most hats, who got the most souls, you know what I'm saying, who killed the most people.
This ain't no safe shit.
Nah, Harry.
This ain't no safe shit. You safe because you with us, though. I got a bunch of motherfuckers who ain't gonna let nothing happen to you.
I appreciate that.
At the time, law enforcement officials said the neo-Nazis did not break any laws, but an investigation by county prosecutors is ongoing. Weeks later, the KKK came with these flyers.
First African-American community above the Mason-Dixon line of staff.
Safety and Watch Group spokesperson Durant Daniels says the police did not do enough, which was more chilling because the town was founded in the 1920s as a safe haven for black residents.
Lincoln Heights is our home. If somebody broke into your home, you call the police, and the police says,
you know, if they do it again, we haven't broken any laws, so we're just going to allow them to break into your home again. What would you do?
White nations.
White nations.
Now we start the deportation.
Now we start the deportation.
White nations.
White nations.
Closed borders.
Closed borders.
Now we start the deportation.
Now we start the deportation.
Are you worried at all that having a potentially armed response could just create more friction, create more danger?
I'll answer that by saying I've never felt safer as a black man in my community than I have right now.
The mayor of Evendale, which oversees the police force that responded that day, said in a statement to NBC News, "Our emphasis on de-escalation and public safety resulted in the incident's resolution without injuries to any of the persons involved." But residents here say they can't afford to wait. Every day, the Safety and Watch group escorts children to school and patrols the streets.
Why do you all wear masks?
Those Nazis, we have reports of them finding our backgrounds. So we're not hiding ourselves from the residents, but we're protecting our family from what we're doing out here.
While many locals do support the security group, some, like business owner Eric Ruffin, say they wish the group wasn't needed.
We don't want to become what we hate. You know, we don't want to become a group of people that walk around feeling like we have a reason in America to have to protect ourselves.
And this community,
stand up,
is not backing down.
I came here to speak on behalf of Donald Trump. America was built by and for the white Christian people of this nation.
The vision of the United States has all come from Obama.
In what way?
Because he's black and he...
Because he's black and what?
Because if him being black is the only reason you have for him being racist, that actually might mean that you are racist. So let's hear you out, lady.
Because he's black and he tore it one way and tore it one day. And I mean, they expect you to believe what they say and not let the American people think for themselves.
I love how our man's like, tap, tap, that's good enough, sweetheart. We got to go over here so I can explain to you which of the quiet parts we actually do say out loud. Our job is to accuse other people of what we're doing, so we just call them racist and leave it at that.
Rural America spoke up when they elected Trump. Rural America.
And by rural America, he means white America.
We have the possibility of becoming a minority in our own country.
Get the out of here! Now!
I decided to meet people who think the white race is under threat and that I am their enemy.
Fuck you! Get a heart attack!
I met neo-Nazis.
Jews and homosexuals, they should be exterminated, every single one of them.
History will decide who is superior.
White power!
Men who say they've lived lives of racist violence.
Prepare to burn, you've attacked our people, and now it's your turn. I've hurt people horrifically with my bare hands.
I've been to prison. I've kidnapped people. I've harmed people. I've done things that you would think I'm insane.
And I sat down with the new leaders of the white nationalist movement, men from privileged and elite backgrounds.
We did it. We took it. We took it with force. We won.
Shame. Shame on all of you. Shame.
I joined the extremists on the front lines of the race wars in America. I wanted to see if I could understand their anger, to get to know the personal reasons why they are drawn to such hatred and division.
Fuck you!
This is a whole story we could go into as to where Nazism really came from and trace that back into Europe and trace that back into the church and trace the church history back to the 3rd and 4th century. Now you're getting into the secret societies behind the Roman Empire who used the swastika. The sun orders were symbolized by the eagle. Secret societies of priesthoods used the eagle. The Greeks used it. The Babylonians used it. The Romans were very big on the Roman eagle. And this is where we get it from. The great American bald eagle. No, it's not American. This goes all the way back to fascist Nazism that was born in the Roman Empire, which can be traced back. That eagle representing the sun, the rising sun of a new world order, goes all the way back into the most ancient of times. Look at the symbols on both sides of the podium where the president stands, and you will see fasces. That is a very ancient Roman Nazi fascist symbol, the crossing of the fasces. That is a symbol for the United States Senate.
People know this story and who have studied the subject know that Adolf Hitler didn't kill himself in a bunker in Berlin as the Red Army closed in. I think that's, we all know that was a fabricated story, or if you watch this show, you probably understand that. Hitler actually fled Germany weeks before that using a group of underground tunnels that led to an airstrip. And that airstrip was flown. He was flown from Berlin out. It took submarines or multiple submarines that were used, U-boats that were then sent to Argentina. In other words, Hitler lived for nearly two decades more in Argentina, along with vast numbers of the Third Reich. Well, now Argentinian President Javier Milei has just ordered the release of all remaining documents on all of those Nazis who fled Germany and moved to Argentina after World War II. Basically, it was almost like a second base of operations in Argentina. If you're not familiar with that, like basically the Third Reich operated out of Argentina and Germany. And many of them, including Adolf Hitler, lived in Argentina well after 1945. Most people know that Hitler lived out his days in Bariloche, Argentina, until he died there in the mid-1960s. Yes, you can read the CIA documents about this. The FBI documents also about sightings of Hitler in this area. They knew about it. Of course they knew about it. It was largely facilitated, I think it's safe to say, by the United States and its allies. Operation Paperclip, anybody? Quid pro quo?
Also, if you look into this, the skull that is held in Russia that was supposedly the remains of Adolf Hitler with a bullet wound in it is female.
Yeah.
So when you look for proof that Hitler did, in fact, kill himself in the bunker, you are going to find a lot of dead ends.
Yeah. And all you need to read, you can read a great book on this called The Gray Wolf. It's a great book. There's many books written about this now. But yeah, the skull, the fragments, they ran the DNA tests on it. And the Soviets allowed them to do this testing. And even Stalin openly talked about that Hitler lived. He was not there. So Stalin even knew about it. It's widely known in Argentina, by the way. Well known that Hitler sired two children while he lived in Argentina.
AP, CNN, The New York Times, and Reuters had journalists embedded with Hamas during the October 7th massacre.
A Reuters journalist photographed a lynch mob brutalizing an Israeli soldier. So grotesque, we actually couldn't show it to you there. And here you can see two photographers snapping photos of terrorists as they're kidnapping a woman there that was on that motorcycle.
These are not journalists. They are intelligence operatives.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to the National News Services, AP and UPI?
Well, again, I think we're getting into the kind of detail, Mr. Chairman, that I'd prefer to handle in executive session.
These hearings are from 1975. CIA control of the media has been going on for quite some time now. The CIA has been exposed multiple times for creating terrorist groups, including Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, who were used as an excuse for toppling governments in the Middle East. Israel and Mossad have been exposed for creating Hamas. In 2015, former Israeli diplomat Avi Primor admitted it on television.
Le Hamas, c'est le gouvernement israélien. C'est nous qui avons créé le Hamas afin de créer un poids contre le Fatah à l'époque.
If you look at the history, you'll find out that Hamas
was encouraged and really started by Israel because they wanted Hamas to counteract Yasser Arafat.
You could call it a false flag, the Hegelian dialectic, or problem reaction solution. But this is how wars are sold to the public, and it's been going on for all of recorded history. Explained here by the late, great Bill Hicks.
We're like the bullies of the world, you know? We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shane, throwing the pistol at the sheepherder's feet. Pick it up. I don't want to pick it up, mister. You'll shoot me. Pick up the gun. I ain't looking for no trouble, mister. Pick up the gun. You all saw him. He had a gun.
Terrorism is something that the United States used against the British in the American Revolution. It's something that the Israelis used against the Arabs in World War II. It is a tactic. It is not a threat. And in fact, we find that with NATO, we have fake terrorists, Operation Gladio. It's now known that the red flag threat in Italy was not a real terrorist threat. It was neo-Nazi actors who were creating terrorism in order to push Italy toward a fascist government. The same is true in the United States. There's an excellent book called The Terror Factory, which talks about how 175 terrorism convictions in the United States all started with the FBI paying money to an informant to begin the terrorist operation. One of the main reasons we're in the Middle East today is because Goldman Sachs made bad futures bets. They made bets that oil would go over $200 a barrel. And when those bets don't materialize, the fastest way for Goldman Sachs to make tens of billions of dollars and not lose money is to start a war in the Middle East so that the oil price goes up. Everything is manipulated. The foreign exchange rate is manipulated. Interest rates are manipulated. Wars are manipulated in order to impact on stock prices in this casino roulette game that we have out there.
Fox News alert, ICE under attack again. At the crack of dawn, a sniper fired multiple rounds at an ICE facility in Dallas. Rounds hit an ICE van. Two illegals were hit. One is dead. The sniper is Joshua John. He's 29. Here's a picture from 2015. He opened fire from a nearby building. It was a miracle an ICE agent wasn't killed.
You know, I know so many of those officers and agents down there. That's where I started my career. The windows that they show is my old office. So whoever was sitting in my old chair had to, you know, duck under the desk.
The shooter committed suicide after the attack. The FBI says there was an ideological motive to the rampage. He scrawled messages on his bullets.
Early evidence that we've seen from rounds that were found near the suspected shooter contain messages that are anti-ICE in nature.
The sniper had anti-ICE carved into the shell casings. But the media says no one knows the motive. Maybe the gunman was a comedian.
We have specific officers and agents that have bounties that have been put out on their heads. It's been $2,000 to kidnap them, $10,000 to kill them. They've released their pictures. They've sent them between their networks, and it's an extremely dangerous situation and unprecedented.
Two people are in custody after CBP officers in Chicago are rammed and boxed in by 10 cars. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Illinois today, 30-year-old Marimar Martinez and 21-year-old Anthony Ruiz were charged with forcibly assaulting, impeding, and interfering with a federal law enforcement officer following Saturday's attack. And both suspects allegedly participated in an attack on CBP agents in Chicago, which saw rioters use their cars to ram and box in agents. Martinez reportedly had a semi-automatic weapon, which caused the agents to open fire and strike the suspect, but no law enforcement were injured in the attack. Both suspects fled the scene, but were apprehended by law enforcement later that evening.
Well, we had a really strange incident yesterday where we had a caravan of 10 different vehicles that were following our Border Patrol agents and officers that were out there on the streets of Chicago. And they had followed them and gotten them cornered, pinned them down. And then our agents, when getting out of their cars, they tried to run them over and had semi-automatic handguns on them to where our agents had to protect themselves, and shots were fired. And an individual ended up in the hospital that was attacking these officers. Very dangerous situation. And then in that situation as well, this individual had threatened them previously and had told them that they all needed to go down and shouted expletives at them. So our intelligence indicates that these people are organized. They're getting more and more people on their team as far as attacking officers, and they're making plans to ambush them and to kill them.
The rhetoric has to stop. There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence against ICE employees. So that's kind of all I have for today, is that it's just got to stop. It's dangerous, and people are losing their lives.
Just a month ago, the same exact ICE facility got bomb threats. And another Texas ICE facility just a few months ago was fired on by Trantifa. They baited agents and launched a sophisticated attack with military precision. We've seen riots outside of ICE buildings in L.A., Portland, and Illinois. Just yesterday, Antifa stormed an ICE facility in Oregon with homemade weapons. You see a pattern? MSNBC says ICE are the ones who should tone it down.
We have seen just the rhetoric escalate. We've also seen the very dramatic videos of ICE nabbing individuals and tossing them into unmarked vehicles. A lot of these ICE agents have been masked, and so it has been very divisive. And there's been a lot of fear in the different communities where we've been reporting.
I got rights to talk, bro.
You got no rights here.
I do.
You're illegal, brother. Get up.
I was born and raised here.
What about
you? I was born and raised here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm starting to resist more now.
We're going to end up.
Just remember, you can spell that too, but it's $30,000.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what side you're on. That should not be okay.
Enjoying yourself?
You know, covering everything.
Nothing better to do?
Honor
your oath. Why about honor your oath, bitch? How about that? Honor your oath.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't do nothing. I didn't say nothing.
He's supposed to get lost. He's got to go to jail. He goes to jail. Let's go.
Put your hands behind your back.
Yep. That's right. You go to jail.
Bro.
Speak mouth.
I'm just watching. I'm watching. I didn't do nothing.
Hey,
I'm just
breaking
my glasses.
Party's over.
I'm going to have a heart attack. You're fucking pushing me. I'm not resisting. I swear I'm not resisting. I didn't do anything and I'm alive. I'm not doing anything.
Would you consider yourself a law-abiding citizen?
I know I'm not, actually.
Have you read the law?
No.
No, who fucking has? You wouldn't even know what the law is. So how can you abide to commandments you haven't fucking read? And how can you understand commandments which are so deep, so vast, and so deliberately complicated that you need an legal expert to sit and interpret them? Lawyers don't know the law. You can get one of the best lawyers ever and ask him, and he'll say, I have to look that up. Nobody knows the law. And the law is deliberately subjective with these garbage things like emotional abuse. What the fuck does that mean? Something that may make one woman cry may make another woman laugh. So how do you then judge what is emotionally abusive? Who says her saying he did this and that made me sad? How is this measured scientifically to the point where it can be proven without doubt in a court of law? And they do this on purpose, so they have endless attack vectors against their own population.
How y'all doing today? Y'all staying in that trouble? You got your ID on you,
Chip? No, I live right here.
Okay, cool.
It's a cigarette. Did y'all get a call or something about right here?
No, so we're doing checks, keeping everybody safe down here, right? Have you ever, you heard of the federal surge that Donald Trump's putting out?
No.
Right, you don't follow like Code 3 or anything like that people are putting up?
What's up? All
right, so Trump's got all federal agencies kind of coming together 7 days and going out, trying to stop the violent crime. All kind of stuff.
I only eggs because when you walked up, at the moment you walked up, you only had eggs.
Neither. Yeah, well, it smelled like the odor of marijuana, burnt marijuana in the air, right? And you're the only guy that had something lit in your hand, and I didn't flash right, so I didn't realize it was just a cigarette. So that's on me. I appreciate you understanding and not getting me.
But here's your official warning, okay? We have the FBI with us. If you impede in any way, shape, or form, you are going to be arrested and taken into federal custody.
Thank you. Okay. Here's your official warning. If you trespass against my rights, I will not comply with you. I will not resist with you. I will take offensive with you. That's your warning. Okay. I know what my rights are, and if you break them, be forewarned that I will do what I need to do to protect myself.
Okay?
Okay? Good. Why do you wear the mask? Why can't you answer that question? Huh? I mean, I don't understand why you don't answer the question. I'm a fucking pussy, dude. Pussy.
Everybody be careful out there. There's now masked men who are pretending to be ICE agents or law enforcement, and they're grabbing women, and unfortunately, there's already been two rapes, one in North Carolina and one in Maryland. There was an attempted rape in New York, and that guy then assaulted and robbed a woman when the attempt failed. And they're all saying the same thing, either law enforcement or ICE. They're mainly targeting Latino women.
Good morning, sirs. Are you guys law enforcement? I just noticed the... What law enforcement are you guys with? What law enforcement are you guys with? Are you guys ICE? Are you guys Immigration and Customs Enforcement? Well, you actually legally have to identify yourself if you are ICE. You legally have to identify yourself if you are ICE. You legally have to identify yourself if you are ICE. What is your name and badge number? You legally have to identify yourself if you're ICE. You legally have to identify yourself if you're ICE. You legally have to identify yourself if you're ICE. Good morning, officer. How are you? You legally have to identify yourself if you're ICE.
Hi.
Good morning, officer. I just asked these officers to identify themselves, if they're Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and they're saying nothing, which they legally have to identify their name and badge number if they're Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
One of them had a fake badge, the others didn't have a badge, but the problem is ICE goes around in mass with no badges. So when a masked man comes in with a badge, no badge or a fake badge, there's no way for women to know whether they're law enforcement or not. So if you don't cooperate with law enforcement, they're going to add a lot of charges to your accounts. But if you do cooperate, turns out it's not law enforcement, it's a total disaster. That's why law enforcement and ICE should never, ever be in mass. You should always represent a badge. That's how we do it in America.
You need to stop. Right?
You need to stop kidnapping people at the street.
It's scary. It is scary to see.
You guys are kidnapping people at the street.
I walked up to the agents and asked what they were doing, if they were just arresting workers. I was told that other people's criminal history is not my business. When masked, armed, unidentified gunmen are standing in the parking lot of our local shopping centers, this is not how we lawfully and ethically enforce our laws. I won't be silenced. I will continue to speak up. We all need to continue to speak up.
Y'all check this out.
If you run up on someone with masks, you don't have a warrant, and you don't have a badge, how do I know you're not a kidnapper? I'm gonna jump in, and I'm gonna go to jail for it. I'm gonna go to fucking jail because I stand up for someone's rights, because our government isn't supposed to work this way, and I don't care. I'm going to stand up for them. I don't care who you are. I don't know you, but if you get attacked on the streets, I'm standing up. So right here, I'm going to ask all my other veterans, stand the fuck up. Get off the fucking sidelines. I can't get through to the MAGA. I'm not even going to try. But I could get through the Republicans that didn't sign up for this, that are hardworking Americans. But I need them to stand up, and I need veterans to stand up. I'm hurting inside. And I can't not say something.
This is a call to action. Join the movement.
So we have breaking news coming out of D.C. this morning, as Trump is warning Congress that if they don't extend his control over Washington, D.C. past 30 days, that he's going to declare a national emergency. Up until now, he's been using Section 740 of the D.C. Home Rule Act. This allows the president to take over D.C.'s police for 30 days during an emergency. Now, after that, Congress has to approve any extensions. But up till now, he has put National Guard and federal police agents on the streets of D.C. to patrol. And he says it's to stop a so-called crime crisis, but from the numbers we've seen put out, the official numbers show crime in D.C. is at or near historic lows right now. So why does this matter to you nationwide? A national emergency could actually unlock more than 100 special powers, from freezing assets and controlling certain communications to, if he invokes the Insurrection Act, deploying active duty military or even federalizing National Guard units anywhere in the country. So if Congress refuses to extend authority, Trump says he's going to do it anyway, that he'll bypass them. And legal experts warn that this move could be unprecedented, could spark a major constitutional showdown over presidential power.
We've removed any of the age barriers. We no longer have a cap on how old you can be, or you can continue at age 18, sign up for ICE and join us and be a part of it. We'll get you trained and ready to be equipped to go out on the streets and help protect families.
ICE agents will soon be able to identify you just by scanning your eyeball. It's a system called Morris, and it will work using their phones. Point it at your eye for 1 second, and it captures over 265 unique points from your iris. It's more precise than your fingerprint. The moment they scan you, they get instant access to a national database with your arrest history, warrants, and immigration status. And here's the most terrifying part. Unlike a face, which can be hidden by a mask, your iris pattern is unique and unchangeable. 404 Media reports ICE is preparing to give a sole source contract to BI Squared for this technology. Once you're scanned, you're in their system permanently. The surveillance state isn't coming, it's staring you right in the eye.
This week, Pam Bondi sent a letter to Washington State's governor. We're going to throw you in prison.
I recently received a letter from U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. It purports to notify me that Washington State, and these are her words now, has been identified as a so-called sanctuary jurisdiction. She refers to unidentified policies and practices within Washington State that she asserts violate federal law. Federal obstruction, conspiracy, and harboring statutes that carry criminal penalties with prison time. Bondi even threatens that state officials, and I'm quoting now from her letter, operating under the color of the law, using their official position to obstruct federal immigration enforcement efforts, and facilitating or inducing illegal immigration may be subject to criminal charges. In the America that I love, we resolve our differences peacefully through public discourse, and if necessary, through the courts, not by threatening political opponents with imprisonment.
The president is now pressuring Indiana lawmakers to counter that measure. And President Trump held his seventh known cabinet meeting since taking office today. During the meeting, he discussed his efforts to crack down on crime in the Capitol by seeking the death penalty for any murders committed in Washington.
We have people running from Washington that have never even been to the state that they're in charge of. They've never even been there, and I don't think they care about it. So we want to close up the Washington buildings. Sell the buildings off, let somebody else get rich with the real estate, because it'll be a crime-free city. By the way, speaking of that, anybody murders something in the Capitol, capital punishment. If somebody kills somebody in the Capitol, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty. And that's a very strong preventative. And everybody that's heard it agrees with it. I don't know if we're ready for it in this country, but we have it. We have no choice. So in D.C. and Washington, states are going to have to make their own decision. But if somebody kills somebody, like you could have been killed, very lucky you didn't get killed, it's the death penalty.
I'll make it as quick as possible. My name is Martin Alvarado. I'm a bounty hunter by trade. I've been introduced by my agency. I'm from Seattle. Tacoma called me and told me that as the waves go through, this is the first wave. The second and third is when they're going to hire us. The ICE is going to hire us bounty hunters, and they're going to be giving $1,500 to $1,000 per legal. How are you going to stop us from coming through? Because we don't have to worry about warrants. We don't really have to follow too many of the laws. And if we're going to be deputized by ICE, we can pretty much do anything we want.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
With Bail Enforcement Company.
Good, take that.
You know exactly why I'm here. Open up your door, please.
Who are you looking for?
You.
Me?
I'm guessing. What's your name?
I'm Abigail.
Abigail? Johnson. You're not Angelina?
No.
Okay, well, you look like my defendant. Do you have an ID on you?
Yeah.
Okay, present me your ID, please. I'll make forcible entry to your home, so.
Well, Angelina.
left. She's been gone about 3 weeks.
Present me your ID or I'll make forcible entry to your home. Do you understand me? Do you understand English?
Well,
you understand the words coming out of my mouth? Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Right.
Open the door or present me your ID or I will forcefully make my way inside your home.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Step that way.
All right. Is this a warrant?
Do you have an ID? Yes, it is.
See
how it says arrest warrant on there? Well, you better find an ID in about the next 10 seconds.
All right, let's find one.
Let's sit back down on the couch.
All right.
Until you get me an ID, we're not moving. Whose room is this?
That is my room.
Sit! You deaf? Fucking gross.
See anything.
Huh? Stand up for me. Put your hand on the top of your head. Let me see your pockets. I'm going to turn your pockets inside out. You have a purse or anything?
No, it's in the car.
What car?
It's a big ass van out there.
Van? You don't have like a credit card? Where's your cell phone?
Right here.
Let me see your cell phone. Unlock it. Who the f*** is Faith?
Well, that's my middle name.
Who's Robinson?
That's my married name.
You're a f***ing ass. You're a pain in the ass.
Well, it's my name.
It's just you gave me one name, and then Facebook has a whole different
Abigail,
name.
My government name, so.
Abigail is your government name. Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic. Turn around for me, because you're under arrest. Is your name not Abigail? No, Angelina Graybill. Is that you or not?
That's not me. I'm not Angelina.
Well, who the... You're a f***ing bitch. Find an ID.
Angelina
tear the hole.
Was my roommate and she moved out 3 weeks ago. She left me with her dog. Her dog has some sort of Tourette's where its trachea collapses in on itself. And I've been giving it medicine every single day.
Well, here's her name on these two things here. Fridge is gross. Well, not gross, just lacking.
You want to check this back room?
Which is gross. All right, can I just see your face-to-face real quick, just in case you got long hair or something? No, those eyebrows are way closer together on her. She has definitely not that big of a... There's no way she got bit rid of that chin.
She wouldn't have left her ID for 3 weeks. She's here, or she's been here.
I haven't seen her.
They're already going over there and creating the squads as we speak now. That's why they called me. So as soon as I get back with my squad in Tacoma, we will be coming down the state. $1,000 per illegal is a pretty good price just to do things that you kind of enjoy. How are what you guys are going to do to stop that? Are you going to pay us more? Are you going to pay us $2,000? To just leave them alone? You can put a price on every human being. Every human is worth a dollar amount.
Mayor Bass is on TV, it seems, almost every day saying that the federal government has to leave LA and these operations have to stop. What's your message to her?
The federal government is not leaving LA. I don't work for Karen Bass. The federal government doesn't work for Karen Bass. We're going to be here till that mission's accomplished, as I said. And better get used to us now, because this is going to be normal. Very soon.
So you say during the war you can't have elections. So let me just say 3.5 years from now. So you mean if we happen to be in a war with somebody, no more elections? Oh, that's good. I wonder what the fake.
You like this idea?
And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years. You know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
The mandate, the people wanted to change their government. They didn't want to. They didn't want to. They love you. They love what you do. Well, you know, I'm not your supporter. I want to do it. Homegrown criminals next.
Yeah.
I said, homegrown's the next. The homegrown's built. You got to build about five more places.
Yeah, right? That's fair.
All right. it's not big enough.
No, yeah, yeah.
Come on. So this is a much different office than you're in.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump promised to deport those protesting Israeli war crimes.
Unlike liberal Kamala, I will support Israel's right to win its war on terror. You have to support that. Gotta win, gotta finish it off. And instead of pandering to the jihad sympathizers and America-hating radicals, we will deport them. We will deport them very quickly. We have no choice.
When it comes to Israel, who has given him over $230 million, Trump keeps his promises. For simply writing an op-ed article on the Israeli genocide of Gaza, Rumaysa Ozturk was kidnapped off the street by unidentified plainclothes federal police.
You guys covering your faces? You want to take those masks off? Is this a kidnapping? Yeah, you don't look like it. Why are you hiding your faces? Why are you hiding your faces? Can I see some faces here? How do I know this is the police? Seems like bullshit to me. Certainly looks like it.
Arguably the cornerstone of American freedom, the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution is to protect the right of the people to peacefully express their views, no matter who they may offend. But Trump's Make America Great Again movement is clearly about Israel first. And Israel is getting their money's worth.
People are demonstrating with passion. These ignorant demonstrators. Who are they demonstrating for? For these murderers, these rapists, these mass killers. This is a reflection of a deep rot that has pervaded the intellectual hub of free societies. And this vilification of Israel, the Jewish people, and Western values has been propagated by a systemic alliance between the ultra-progressive left and radical Islam. It must be resolutely fought by civilized societies to safeguard their future. This is why we must all commend President Trump's decisive actions against anti-Semitism, and we must pressure other governments to do the same.
MAGA is leading the way in censorship, but that's not good enough for the Zionists who control America.
Anti-Semitism is not just an age-old prejudice. It is a contemporary crisis manifesting on campuses across the nation. It is not enough for individuals or institutions to merely claim they are not anti-Semitic. As my father once taught me, it is not enough for people, especially public figures, to be neutral or not be anti-Semitic. One must be anti-anti-Semitic. We must demand the same of our universities and government institutions. This hearing, in my opinion, is an attempt to be just that, anti-anti-Semitic.
There is no voting your way out of this quagmire. Israel has control over the U.S. government.
Government can do in 2 months more than any organization can do in its lifetime. The government
a government, the United States government or the government of France or the government of any other country, has the power to rein in anti-Semitism in a much more effective way. And you know, people say, well, you know, the governments are not in the business of changing the way people think. That's true, but, you know, to my thinking, most people who are, you know, anti-Semites, most of these people running around, we're not going to win their hearts and minds because they don't have hearts and they don't have minds. So, you know, how are we going to, there's no reason to think we're ever going to convince them, but we can deport them, we can put them in jail, we can make their lives miserable, we can cut off their funding, and that's what the Trump administration is doing for the first time.
Wait a minute. I thought Project 2025 was some shit, but now they got something called Project Esther. Ain't got shit on Project 2025. I'm just saying. So I went ahead and I took it upon myself to take some notes after reading it. And I want to go ahead and just let y'all know what's going on. So this was written by the Heritage Foundation, okay? And one of the things that's on there is all children will be homeschooled via religion, right? And anybody who resists, they have re-education camps to repurpose your brain to make you compliant. I probably should have saved this for White History Wednesday, because what? Re-education camps? Are you kidding? Abortion is criminal, and you're sentenced to unaliving if you have one. Okay? It's been written in place of the Constitution with biblical law. So they're using the Bible as law in order to control people. And speaking of the Bible, right? It's only one religion. One Bible, one God, you must comply. You can't practice religion outside of what they want us to practice. Surveillance. We thought what they doing with surveillance, like them having cameras everywhere and watching us everywhere, was a thing. No, they want an implant.
50 states, one Israel. What is that? Well, the state of Israel just posted this on their Instagram a few hours ago. Quote, the 50 states, one Israel delegation has landed in Israel. 250 American legislators will spend the coming week in Israel and experience it as it truly is. By doing this kind of thing, which I guess is required for all U.S. government officials. Okay, I just want to point out to everybody that since Charlie Kirk was assassinated on September 10th, the U.S. government has blocked the Epstein files release, passed an amendment that banned the Pentagon from boycotting Israel, proposed a bill from Marco Rubio to revoke passports for critics of Israel. The House also approved $650 million for Israel's missile defense. And as you just saw there, Marco Rubio visited Israel. And now, once again, there are 250 legislators in Israel at the 50 states, one Israel delegation being serenaded with Somewhere Over the Rainbow, a song known as a Project Monarch trigger for mind control MK Ultra slaves to activate them to do bidding against their will. And this is all totally normal, right?
They would have put something in us. And this is written. Go look it up. Like, don't take my word for it. Don't even get in the comments trying to argue with me. Go look up Project Esther, okay? They want to put implants in that keeps up with your blood pressure, your health, your everything. They want to keep up with your every move. They want to know where you are every second of the day. Granted, we know that they already have ways of doing that via other ways of surveillance, but now they want to forcibly implant us with things. Okay, women, this is big for us because we are no longer considered people. We would be property of our husbands. Okay, we can no longer drive, vote, wear our hair the way we want to. We must get permission from our husbands to do anything, okay? Sterilization. At birth, they were sterilized young girls, and when they come of age to have a baby, they will grow a baby in a lab and implant the baby in you just to keep the Caucasian race going. Population control. No more LGBTQ plus, okay? You either straight or they unalive you as a man. But as a woman, you still have a working womb. So they're going to force you to marry a man. This low-key worse than Handmaid's Tale, because they wasn't forced to marry people. They was just forced to get hunched on. Lord have mercy. What are we going to do about this Project Esther?
I'm here to conduct my official duties in inspecting these facilities to determine the conditions for these detainees.
Ma'am, this is not a detention facility. This is only temporary holding area. So any detention facility inspections you need to do will be conducted at Adelanto.
We were at Adelanto, and actually I've read the law, and the law says that any facility that is conducted by the Department of Homeland Security for the purpose of detaining aliens are subject to inspection by members of Congress.
Okay, ma'am, let me get you an ICE supervisor, okay?
How are you guys doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm Congressman Horsford.
Yes.
I'm here to do an oversight inspection.
Okay, you're not, you don't have permission to come in. You already had reached out to immigration and U.S. Marshals, and they did not give permission, so we're not going to be letting you guys come in to tour.
I'm a member of Congress.
Okay.
I don't need permission.
We're still not going to allow you guys to come in and tour.
You can't deny me. Well,
sir, I'm going to let you know right now, we're not going to allow you. Okay. So thank you so much for coming.
What's your name?
Okay. Thank you for coming.
No. I have every right as an elected member of Congress representing the 4th Congressional District to do an oversight inspection of this ICE facility that's located. What's your name?
I'm the warden here.
Okay, warden. Yeah. So you know that I have every right to do an inspection as the elected member of Congress.
As long as I did not have permission, right now you're becoming a security risk for our institution. And as a security risk right now, I will not be letting you on the premises.
How am I a
so thank you so much for coming.
How am I a security risk for identifying myself? Warden? How am I a security risk by identifying myself?
If you're contacting 9 county sheriffs, then they'll be coming out here and talking to you.
You are the warden for this facility, 99 County. Sir, I have every right to do an oversight inspection of this facility. I don't need your approval. You need to open the door.
This is ISIS concentration camp here in Northern Virginia. What might look like a regular office park here in Chantilly is actually where people kidnapped by ICE have been subjected to human rights abuses at the hands of the Trump administration. The people here are only given one burrito a day for food, packed into bulletproof glass rooms, so cramped and overcrowded, they're afforded no privacy and are forced to sleep sitting up. These conditions are inhumane, undignified, and a violation of international humanitarian law. This facility was previously used for what the Department of Homeland Security called administrative proceedings, but is now used to hold a huge number of people who have been kidnapped by ICE across Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. This is just one way the tools of the state have been repurposed to repress our communities and strip us of our rights, namely due process. We know that conditions like these are not unique to ICE's so-called field offices here in Chantilly. The same treatment of immigrants exists in detention centers across the country. Recently, the field offices in Baltimore and New York have also gained infamy for their inhumane treatment of the people kidnapped and detained there.
Military document FM3-39.40, otherwise known as the Field Manual for Internment and Resettlement Operations for U.S. Citizens. The official U.S. military documents we are about to see were highly classified until 2013 when they were leaked to the public. In fact, if you look at the bottom of the cover page, you'll see just how secret this document was intended to be. Destruction notice. Destroy by any method that will prevent disclosure of content or reconstruction of the document. By this statement alone, it's obvious that we were never supposed to see what's inside. And that being said, let's take a look inside and see what we can find. Now, this document is 326 pages long, and we definitely don't have time to look at every single page, so I'll just go over some of the most relevant content. Feel free to read this document for yourself. There's a link to the full document in the description below. Alright, so keep in mind that this document was not just written for overseas operations. It clearly outlines internment operations on U.S. soil and with U.S. citizens. On page 38, quote, support to civil support operations. Civil support is the DOD support to U.S. civil authorities for domestic emergencies and for designated law enforcement and other activities. Civil support includes operations that address the consequences of natural or man-made disasters accidents, terrorist attacks, and incidents in the U.S. and its territories. The internment relocation tasks performed in support of civil support operations are similar to those during combat operations, but the techniques and procedures are modified based on the special OE associated with operating within U.S. territory and according to the categories of individuals, primarily DCs. In this document, DC stands for Dislocated Civilian. To be housed in internment relocation facilities during long-term internment relocation operations, state and federal agencies will operate within and around internment relocation facilities within the scope of their capabilities and identified role. Military police commanders must closely coordinate and synchronize their efforts with them, especially in cases where civil authority and capabilities have broken down or been destroyed. Not only that, on page 146, it details the identification procedures of new prisoners, and that includes taking their social security numbers. Quote, identification 716. Individual identification photographs are taken of all prisoners. The prisoner's last name, first name, and middle initial are placed on the first line of a name board, and the prisoner's social security number is placed on the second line. A prisoner registration number may be added on the third line. Two front and two profile pictures are taken of the prisoner. Fingerprints are obtained according to AR-190-47. Now that we've established that these operations were not only designed for overseas, but also designed for U.S. citizens on U.S. soil, would it surprise you to see that the United Nations is also involved in this? Page 23. Agencies concerned with internment and resettlement. External government involvement in IR missions. An IR means internment and resettlement, is a fact of life for military police organizations. Some government and government-sponsored entities that may be involved in IR missions include international agencies, the United Nations, International Committee of the Red Cross, International Organization of Migration, U.S. agencies, local U.S. embassy, Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. It goes into more detail about the United Nations in Chapter 1-47. The UN is involved in the entire spectrum of humanitarian assistance operations, from suffering prevention to relief operations. Typically, UN relief agencies establish independent networks to execute their humanitarian relief operations. The UN system delegates as much as possible to the agency's elements located in the field. Supervisory and support networks are traced from those field officers back to UN headquarters. Military planners must familiarize themselves with UN objectives so that these UN objectives are considered in planning and executing military operations. So basically, the UN is there every step of the way, and these camps must be formulated around UN policies, according to this document. Now, let's go to page 56, where it goes into detail about psychological operations, or PSYOPs. The supporting IR PSYOP team has two missions that reduce the need to divert military police assets to maintain security in the IR facility. So basically, psychological operations are deployed in order to manipulate their detainees and make them more passive. And it goes into more detail. Quote, the PSYOP team develops PSYOP products that are designed to pacify and acclimate detainees or DCs to accept U.S. IR facility authority and regulations. PSYOP teams gain the cooperation of detainees or DCs to reduce the number of guards needed, identifies malcontents, trained agitators, and political leaders within the facility who may try to organize resistance or create disturbances, develops and executes indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes. Did you catch that? Develops and executes indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes, otherwise known as brainwashing. Now, let's move on to page 84, where it talks about medical support. And this is where it starts to get a little scary, if you take into account the whole COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, medical personnel are required to identify, treat, and document existing medical conditions and injuries of detainees. Commanders must consider the following when establishing medical care at the internment facility. A credentialed healthcare professional examines detainees monthly and records their weight on a DA form 2664-R. The detainee reporting system requires weight data from medical community. The general health of detainees Their nutrition and cleanliness are monitored during inspections. The detainees are examined for contagious diseases, especially tuberculosis, lice, louse-borne diseases, human immunodeficiency virus, which is HIV, and STDs. Now, COVID-19 would definitely fall into this category. It goes on to say, quote, all medical treatment facilities must provide immunizations for and isolation of detainees with communicable diseases. Again, COVID-19 falls into this category. So basically what they're saying here is these facilities can be turned into a military quarantine with forced immunizations. Let's continue reading. Detainees who require a high level of care are transferred to military or civilian medical installations where the required treatment is available. Military police escort detainees to medical treatment facilities and remain with them until medical examinations are complete. So if you're really sick, they might send you to a hospital. However, you will have military police escorting you there and back. All right, let's continue on. On page 115, it describes the serial number given to each detainee. Quote, internment serial numbers. The ISN, or internment serial number, is the DOD-mandated identification number used to account for and track detainees. Once an ISN is assigned, it is used on all documentation, including medical records. The ISN is generated by the detainee reporting system. The detainee reporting system is the only approved system for maintaining detainee accountability. It is the central data point system used for reporting to the national level and sharing detainee information with other authorized agencies. Here is a nice diagram showing what the ISN is comprised of. Now, some people might say that these camps are friendly in nature and will be used as some sort of humanitarian camp to help people in need. Well, if it's a humanitarian camp, why would they need to use deadly force on people who try to escape? Page 238, quote, Level 5, deadly force, used as a last resort when all lesser means have failed or would be impractical. Used to prevent death or serious injury to self or others, to prevent the theft, damage, or destruction of resources vital to national security or dangerous to other, or, and here is the big one, to terminate an active escape attempt. So basically, deadly force is authorized to stop an escape attempt. That's everything we need to know right there. They also go into detail about how these camps should be laid out. There's many diagrams in this document, and we're going to take a look at this one right here. This diagram shows three rows of barbed wire fence, 25 guard towers, and a quick reaction force. Now, it should be obvious to anybody watching this that these camps are not humanitarian relief centers, but rather prisons. Prisons meant for large populations of U.S. citizens. And this video just scratched the surface of this nearly 400-page document. What do you think about this? What are your thoughts on this document? Please leave a comment below and tell us what you think. And if you haven't done so already, don't forget to hit that like button. And until next time, thank you all for watching, and God bless you all.